This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
The radio show that's about to begin identifies as kick-ass. This is the show other radio shows fear. Are you ready to have fun?
I'm so ready.
The fun starts now.
I love these intros. Well, good morning. Happy Friday to all of those out there in Madhouse World. Welcome to Chatting with China Doll. Don't ask. Okay, that was my first thumbnail I ever made, so I know it was crap. It's not like Hollywood or Mike Ball or any of the other guys that make these awesome thumbnails for their shows, but I did the best that I could for my first time. So, yeah. Anyways. So, you know, it's Friday. What does everybody like to do on the weekend? Anything? Anything fun when it's cold out? What is there to do? People having bonfires? Are there bonfires going on? If there are, invite me. I want to hang out. You know, because nothing better than a whole bunch of people sitting around a fire. Roasted some marshmallows. Yeah. S'mores. S'mores, anyone? Who's going to make me one? Somebody needs to make me some. Anywho. So it's Friday. I know I got to go to work today. You guys at work? Probably, right? Or on your way to work? Well, yeah, I gotta go to work later. Don't want to, but I'm going. It's gonna be an interesting day. And then tonight, go to dinner with Hollywood. That's gonna be awesome. Ask me where we're going. I don't know. Well, I do, but I'm not telling. So yeah, we're gonna go out to dinner. This is like our Friday thing is like date night, and we go out to dinner and have like an awesome time. Steve, you're going to smoke some brisket? My son likes brisket. I'm not a fan. Really. I don't know why. It's too tough. Anytime I've had brisket, it's been too tough. And it's, yeah. Hopefully yours is juicy or moist. The word everybody I know, a lot of people hate, moist. I hope it's very moist. Just saying. So, yeah, you'll notice that today I'm going to be talking about later. If you want to be a truly confident person, there's some things you got to get rid of in your life. So we'll touch base with that in a little bit. But you guys remember me talking about a couple months ago about a Florida teacher that was beat up by a 270-pound student. I'm sure you do remember it. Well, the Florida teacher who was beaten unconscious by a hulking teen student over a video game said she is now forced to live off donations and wants no mercy shown for her attacker at his upcoming sentencing. Well, I guess the 17-year-old, who was 6 feet six, which is tall, and about 270, he assaulted this paraprofessional at a high school in February, leaving her with 5 broken ribs, a severe concussion, and hearing loss. Well, she told everyone that she wants him sentenced to the maximum of 30 years behind bars for the stomach-churning incident that left her physically and emotionally broken. She said her speech has slowed and that she suffers from ongoing cognitive problems now. She says, unfortunately, a lot of her injuries are not visible, but she's going to have them for the rest of her life. You know, I can't believe a student, and I know I said this back when we did the original story, but I can't believe a student is going to attack a teacher over a video game. It's just not, I don't understand it. What is so important about your video game and not being and doing what you're supposed to do in class that you got to go beat unconscious a teacher? Well, she returned to school under a different title in August. And mind you, this happened in February. But then was placed on unpaid leave of absence. Without a steady income, she's been relying on donations and assistance from the community to stay afloat. I mean, cause she had this big thing where she wasn't going to get, you know, claim some sort of payoff from the school because of the fact that it was basically, I don't think, right of the school to offer to just pay her off, you know, to not come back. I mean, that was kind of stupid. I mean, the dude pled guilty. Originally, so now I guess they're just waiting for sentencing. And boy, it sure has taken a long time to sentence somebody. Well, I mean, this is what I don't understand about the judicial system. If you go to court, you plead guilty, why can't they just sentence you right away? Why do you got to wait? Why is there a waiting game to find out what's going to happen? I think they should get sentenced right away, like right then and there. It just makes absolutely no sense. I guess that's why I'm not in the judicial system, and I'm not a lawyer or any of that boring stuff. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. This whole system, this is crazy. So, what else here? We've got, the throat's kind of scratchy today. The FBI has been digging for bodies for The FBI has been digging for bodies at two upstate New York horse farms in connection to ongoing federal investigations into the Gambino crime family, according to sources. Federal authorities arrived at the properties on Hampton Road in Campbell Hall on Tuesday and spent Wednesday searching the grounds. They descended upon Orange County Farms just 5 miles apart after a tipster said bodies were buried on the properties. Somebody ratted. You shouldn't do that. It's not good. What's the saying? Snitches get stitches. The investigators that were seen using heavy equipment, including a backhoe and shovels. No remains were found on Wednesday, but the search will continue Thursday. You know, I'm kind of surprised that the Gambino crime family is still in the news today. News 12 reported that both farms were formerly owned by Giovanni De Lorenzo, who has the same surname as one of the 10 alleged people from the Gambino family, who were indicted last week over accusations that they used violent tactics to take over the Big Apple's garbage hauling and demolition industry. And just think, I thought that was only in The Sopranos. Guess not. The 16-count indictment lists the defendants, and I'm not going to list all the defendants because there's, you know, a bunch of them. Much of the indictment centers in the group alleged attempt to extort money from an unidentified garbage hauling company and an unidentified demolition company starting in late 2017. Gambino family. Glad I'm not Italian. I mean, Hollywood's part Italian, but I'm not. I was... No, we're going to leave that alone. I was going to say something, but never mind. Never mind. You know, this kind of stuff is the only stuff that you usually see in TV shows like The Godfather or like the TV show with The Sopranos or, you know, whatever. Some people never realize the fact that stuff like this actually does exist. You know, I mean, I remember years back hearing about Jimmy Hoffa and, you know, I'm not very, you know, I had to read that verbatim off the, you know, news story because I'm not very big in on the crime syndicate. You know, all I know is what I usually see on TV shows, which we all know TV shows are not real. They are fake. No matter how many people want whatever's going on in that TV show to be real, it is fake. I mean, I don't know much to do about much with that, but I was just kind of surprised to see that that kind of stuff is still in the news. And it just shows, like I said, that things like that really do exist. In Iowa, an Illinois hunter has died after being shot in the face by someone in his hunting party. Don't you guys wear vests? What the hell? I thought you're supposed to wear like orange or yellow or something when you're hunting. What? How are you getting shot in the face? And are we sure that it was an accident? I'm just saying. Oh my God. So the department said in a written statement that its law enforcement is investigating the shooting death of Seth Engel, Engelhoff. That's probably so wrong. 26 of Chesterfield, Illinois. Someone called 911 around 1 p.m. Saturday to report that he had been shot while hunting waterfowl. Ew, gross. In the Bays Branch Wildlife Area, just north of Panora. According to the statement, emergency medics rushed to the spot to be picked up by a medical helicopter, but he died en route. Conservation officer Jeremy King said the shooting appeared to be accidental. Uh-huh. The wildlife is about 40 miles northwest of Des Moines, Iowa. Are we sure it was accidental? I mean, come on. He's hunting with a group of people. You're hunting waterfowl. I don't know about you, but ew, that's gross. I don't know what it tastes like. Don't ever want to know what it tastes like, ew. That's just wrong. Who eats that crap? Any of you guys eat waterfowl? I mean, that's just nasty. Waterfowl. But aren't you guys supposed to wear protective gear when you're hunting with other people so you don't get shot? Isn't that the point? How do you just accidentally get shot in the face? Oh, shit. Oh, crap. Shot him in the face. And I missed the waterfowl. Dude, your face got in my way. You're like legit. Your face got in my way. I am so sorry. Didn't mean to shoot you in the face. I mean, I don't know much to do about hunting, but I know for a fact that you're supposed to be wearing gear that, you know, your friends can see. So they can see you clearly now. But what? Waterfowl. Ugh. Ducks are greasy. Ew, how do you eat duck? This is so gross. I know you don't wear a helmet. Oh my God, Steve. I didn't say you wear a helmet. But you're supposed to wear, you know, orange, right? Isn't that what you wear when you're hunting? Well, maybe this guy should have been wearing a helmet. Okay? Protect your face. I don't know. It's just, what? Really? You had to have been close enough. How far or close, which unfortunately it doesn't tell me how far or close this person was to get shot in the face. Because I really would want to know how close he was to his friend. You eat duck with a fork. Protective gear like condom. Maybe he should have been wearing a giant condom. I don't know.
Are you ready?
It's the first thing I switch on.
And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classic.
The top.
Ready to
rumble. WMMR DB Rockford.
I mean, come on. Safety first, people. Wear your, like, glow-in-the-dark gear or something. And if this is 1 o'clock in the afternoon, how did you not see this person? It's like broad daylight at 1 o'clock. You should have been able to see this person without any issues whatsoever. So, today's lovely topic is about if you want to be truly confident, there are things that you need to say goodbye to. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure we all want to be truly confident, right? There is not a person alive who does not want to be more confident. This is, you know, 100% true. Confidence opens many doors that are locked. If you want to be truly confident, then you want and you want to unlock endless possibilities, you need to say goodbye to these following behaviors and habits. All right, so let's see where this is going to go. Let's find out. First off, staying in your comfort zone. Sticking to your comfort zone might feel cozy, right? But it can also hold you back from truly shining. I personally like to describe it as staying in your favorite chair when there's a whole room to explore. When you tend to venture beyond the familiar and tackle new challenges, you're stretching your wings. You know, you're expanding yourself. You're expanding your horizons. You're expanding your experiences. You know, because if you just stay in your routine and don't step outside that comfort zone, it's basically like a never-ending loop, like kind of watching the same movie on repeat. And who wants that kind of boredom? I mean, I know everybody's got a routine. Like, I've got routine that I do every day when I'm at home or when I'm at work. And every now and again, yeah, I change it up. Like, oh, I'm going to go to the grocery store. Because why not? Even if it's just to go get one thing. I mean, at least you're out doing something or staying in your comfort zone. Like, okay, me personally, I'm still working on being more confident in front of the camera when I'm by myself. Because it's 10 times easier having somebody else in the room where you're both, like when me and Hollywood, and we're going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and having fun and probably making you guys crack up, where me by myself, I'm not, you know, I'm not that funny. Hollywood says it. I mean, it's easier to try and be funny when you got somebody else in there, you know, somebody else to chat with. But when you're by yourself, you tend to, like me, I'm really not that funny. I try to be, and, you know, I get by, but it's just not as easy. So it's like I try to have to, you know, got to build my self-confidence being in front of the camera by myself. It's, you know, people think it's easy, and it's not. It's super not. I mean, I still, even though I've been doing this for a long time, and I've been doing solo shows by myself to keep the show moving, for a couple months now, and I still have a little bit of anxiety before I come on, not gonna lie. My heart, like the last 2 minutes, my heart is like, you know, before I go live, my heart is racing, and I'm like, oh, I don't know how this is gonna go. Is this gonna suck? Am I gonna be all right? Are people gonna watch? You know, it's like you come on and it tells you how many people are watching, and it's like, okay, there's a couple. I should be okay. You know, because it's like, I like the fact, you know, I try to outdo Hollywood, but I'm never going to. I will never be able to top Hollywood as far as views, because Hollywood is Hollywood. He's entertaining. Not going to lie. You know, I'll never be as good as him, but I'm going to be me and take it or leave it, peeps. That's all I got to say. Take it or leave it. Do what I can do. The secondly is avoiding failure at all costs. Many people have a strong fear of failure that result in them avoiding doing things, which is true. And it's like some people are so afraid of failure that it can become paralyzing to where you're basically hitting the pause button in your life, which is stupid because in order to perfect yourself, you're gonna fail. You're not perfect. Everybody's, you know, gonna fail at one time or another in life. Because if you don't fail at something, how can you improve yourself? How can you improve what you're doing if you think you're doing everything perfectly? I mean, I don't know how many times I've told people, I'm not perfect. I'm never going to claim to be perfect. Do I want to strive to be perfect? No, because perfect would be boring. You're always going to have bumps in the road and you're things aren't always going to go your way. But over time, your perspective boosts and your confidence boost up. So even though things don't go perfectly, you're still going to make progress in life, no matter what it is, whether or not it's at a job or, you know, some sort of adventure as far as, you know, like starting your own business. Maybe it doesn't work right for you the first time, but that doesn't mean give up, you know. You never give up. You just keep trying. You start over. Okay, it didn't work this way, so let's try this way. You know, things are eventually going to always work itself out. Or maybe the success that you're trying to achieve isn't really achievable. I don't know. I usually don't set myself with super high goals. I mean, to be honest. I want my goals to be attainable, not unattainable. So I do everything that I can to set little goals, and then you can congratulate yourself when you achieve that goal. I don't want to set something forward for myself that I know it's not going to happen. You know what? Well, I think that's true, Jason. If you lower your standards, you're never going to be disappointed. Yeah, I kind of do. I don't like disappointment. I mean, I do have some stuff that I have pretty high up there, and I'm going to keep trying to achieve those goals, like not freaking out before I come on the air. That's a good goal of mine. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Indecisiveness. We're all faced with choices in our everyday lives, right? Both big, small, from what you have for breakfast to deciding on a career path. These decisions are constantly present. When you struggle to make a decision, you're in a maze of self-doubt. You're left feeling unsure of yourself, which can really shake your confidence. But here is some good news. Every choice you make is like a tiny practice session for your decision-making skills. Even those small, seemingly insignificant decisions can be building blocks of your confidence. Whether it's picking out the right outfit for the day or deciding what movie to watch, where to go to dinner, what you want to do on the weekend. It's the little things. It's the little things that you want to, you know, just little decisions that make the bigger ones easier. What's up, Mike Ball? Freaking out before air comes with time. Yeah, well, it'll go away soon. Okay, well, I hope so. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I'll believe you, maybe. Thanks, Mike. Thanks. You're actually awake. I'm kind of surprised.
Wakey, wakey. Rise and shine.
Take a deep breath and relax. It's all going to be fine.
Wakey, 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 wakey.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR-DB Rockford.
Oh, you are? You're going to join me? Thanks. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Something on this microphone is like scratching my face. Anyways, so, you know, confidence. How much confidence does everybody have? Little? Medium? A lot of it? Ignoring your appearance. Not paying attention to how you look can mess with the way you see yourself and how others see you. You know, that is true. You know, I hear Hollywood all the time talk about those with like the no makeup, the sweatpants, and we're talking females, and like the messy bun thing and how, you know, how can you go out like that? Okay, well, yeah, it's comfortable. I mean, if I had the long hair, I'd be messy bunning it a lot. Because I'm lazy. What? It's true. I'm lazy. I don't care. But it's like Hollywood made a point to me like a couple years ago. And he's like, you know, you get up in the morning, you do what you got to do in the bathroom. He's like, you don't put your makeup on. You know, putting your makeup on, isn't that going to make you feel better? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, we've been together long enough that do I really still have to wear makeup? Seriously? Okay, whatever. So I started doing it when he started having me come on the show. I get up every morning and I put my makeup on, and it kind of does make a difference. It does make you feel a little bit better about yourself because you look more alert, more awake. And if I did not have this stuff on my face, I'd be coming in here looking like, duh. I wouldn't look that good because let me tell you, it's a lot of bags under these eyes that I have to cover every morning because who's got time to sleep anymore? Nobody. Nobody. Because we're all kicking butt and taking names, working, and nobody's really catching up on sleep. I mean, how many people on their days off actually catch up on sleep they've missed during the week? Anyone? I do. Yeah, I'll like nap most of the afternoon on like a Saturday or Sunday because of the fact that I'm not getting enough sleep during the week, which is terrible. But it's like I get home from work at like 11:15, and then I have my dinner. I actually eat dinner when I get home from work. And yeah, so by the time I'm going to bed, it's like 1:15, maybe. And then what happens next? My alarm goes off every morning at 7 a.m. because I got to be in here by 8. And I got to let the dogs out. I got to get dressed. Well, I come in here literally in my pajamas every morning and just throw a hoodie on. Hoodie of choice today, blue. But it's like, you know, I do what I do. I'm literally in stretch pants and a tank top every morning because that's what I sleep in. Pajama day. It's pajama day every day on the Hollywood and China Doll show. I mean, seriously. Steve, I'll sleep when I'm dead. Okay. That's true. You'll get plenty of sleep then. Who's got time for it now? I mean, seriously. Everybody's days are so busy. Between work, family, other things, hobbies, etc. I mean, what kind of time do we have to get done? Yeah, Mikey's probably getting his face on before the show, before he comes in. because that's how he rolls. He's got to put his face on. He's got to look cute. But I mean, it does. I'm going to be honest with you. It does make a difference putting for a woman to put makeup on in the morning. It does make you feel a little bit better. It makes you look a little bit better. Doesn't make it look like you just rolled out of bed. My hair, on the other hand, this is what it looks like when I wake up. It just is. That just, it doesn't go anywhere because there's so much product in it. But that's fine. And it does give women, when they put their face on and their makeup on and have their hair done, it, you know, do their hair, it makes you feel a little bit better about yourself and not so self-conscious on how other people are perceiving you by looking at you, because we know how everybody out there is so dang judgmental nowadays, and they're not afraid to say how judgmental they are. God forbid I see you back there, Mikey.
Okay. I was just letting you finish your deal, but okay.
I'm like, oh, there he is. I see him. Everybody, look, it's Mike Ball.
I'm just letting you do your thing. You know what I mean?
Coming to save me today, because I was like, last week, I'm like, damn, where the hell were you?
Unfortunately, last week I was super, super messed up on my schedule. It was like I was falling asleep almost at like, it had to be 3-4 o'clock in the morning every morning. I've been having like this ridiculous leg pain that I haven't been able to like, it comes in spurts. I'll get like a week, 2 weeks, sometimes 3 weeks of like this incredible pain. Like for instance, not this last night, this is the first night I've gotten sleep in a long time. The night prior, I only got 20 minutes of sleep. 20 minutes out of the entire night. So it was terrible. But listen, what I wanted to come on here about was the very first thing you said when I came on was, I'm not funny.
No. No.
Bullshit. Okay, you actually, and I know you probably missed my comments, but what I had wrote is this. You actually kill it, Jenna, and you are funny. What the fuck? On top of that, Hollywood is just playing with you. You are funny to all of us. And it's true. I don't, like, when you sit here and laugh and you have a good time, like, all of us are enjoying it. Just saying. You know what I mean? Like, when we're having a good time like that. And then also, don't compare yourself, China. You are unique, and being totally different, bring a totally different angle to the show. You are the reason why this show works.
It's all about that self-confidence.
See, that's the thing. And you brought up confidence earlier. Like, how much do you have in confidence, right? You were asking the audience that. Something about me personally is that's one thing that I have an abundance of. You know what I mean? I'm ultra confident. And that can come with very good things, and it can come with very bad things. Yeah. It's not necessarily always a great thing to be overly confident. You know, it can also look like you're a cocky person. It can make it look like that you're trying to outshine somebody. And the truth is I'm not I'm trying not to ever compare myself to others, because the game is against myself. It's not against anybody else. It's against myself. So that's why I'm never in competition with anyone else except for myself.
Right.
But yeah.
Well, I think a lot of people fight with that, though. You know?
Absolutely. Easy task.
It's like a mental war that you have with yourself, because
it's totally.
And you got to chill on that, though, because that can make you have a breakdown.
Very true. Very true. Mm-hmm. And look at what Jason says. Look at that. Notice even when Hollywood isn't there, you still have more than 90% of the regular morning Madhouse crew in the chat with you. That means that they support it, because with or without you, without you, the show wouldn't work. That's just the truth. Like, it would be Insane Throttle. You know, it would be his show if it was just him. But the whole reason why this works is because of your dynamic. You know, that was also one of the big things with having you on the Beat Can. You know what I mean? When we had the Beat Can podcast running, it was very important to me specifically to keep you on that panel always, because you bring a different perspective that nobody else here can bring. You know what I mean? Not I couldn't bring it. Nobody
well,
else.
You know, when you got a panel with one chick and two or three guys, well, somebody's got to change it up.
That's true. That's true. And not everyone's willing to do it. So I give you your accolades for sure.
Well, you know, it's like, and I love the fact that every time I come in here, I see all the guys' names in here. You know, Steve, Rich, Rage,
just Beakers, the family.
You know, the Jason, Dirty Knobs. I mean, and a lot of them, like Dirty Knobs and Road Rage, they keep me laughing with their comments
nonstop.
And, you know, and because they crack me up. I can't help it. Morbic, he's like my brother from another mother down in Florida, and it's like he had us going all the time. He looked back earlier at when this show started. Oh, hi, Melissa. And it's like, you know, everybody thinks when you sit here how that, oh, I can do that. Dude, I used to say how easy it was going to be and all that, too. And it's not.
People think it could be easy. Like, oh, yeah, I could get up there and start chatting and I'll just hold a normal conversation like everyone else. The thing is you come up here and you got to remember that you're not just, I mean, in the thought, like, I'm up here just chatting it up with you, right? And with you guys. But the truth is when you come up on here, you really are putting yourself in a vulnerable state. Okay. Yeah. You're putting yourself out there, your own information. And then on top of that, the reception of whoever's listening could be whether good or bad. Right. Yeah. So it is that sense of like judgment. And also, you know, like they're sitting there going, okay, or hate comments or whatever. These are the insecurities that we will have when, meanwhile, look at what we've got in the chat. You know what I mean? Like, right. We've got family that will support us 100% here. You know, right. And because it's real. This is not, it's not because of just you or just Hollywood or just whatever. You actually bring value to your conversations. Like all these topics that you talk about, you're actually bullet pointing. You bring actual value, and you have to understand what you're doing because you are bringing value to these people, including me, every morning.
And Steve says that he does it. He says he always tells Mike, I don't know how you guys out yourselves.
put yourselves out there
like you do. Well, you know, it's like, I don't want to sit here and talk about something like any kind of topic that I can't relate to.
Right.
Even if it's just like, let's say it's a 10 bullet point thing. If I can't relate to at least three of those, I really don't want to talk about it.
Because it'll be hard for you to be able to put yourself. Is it hard for you to be empathetic? Is it hard to put yourself in other people's shoes out of curiosity?
You know, I try. It is kind of hard for me to put myself in other people's shoes. Not always. I guess it would depend on the situation.
Right. It just depends on the topic, too. You know what I mean?
It depends on the topic. But it's like I try to find stuff that I can almost fully relate to because, yeah, I put a lot of, you know, and we all do it. We put a lot of personal information out there.
Yes, we do.
But. And it's not just to make, with my little dinky air quotes, make the show. It's to show that we are just like everybody else.
And real. Yeah. And look at all the topics. The truth is the topics that you bring up are not what just maybe, you know, we might have it, but you guys might have it as well because we're humans. You know what I mean? Exactly. Like that's what's cool about what you have brought. You know, the topic wise and stuff, you do bring a lot of these topics that all of us can relate to, you know? And so I think low key, it actually, because maybe some of those things haven't related to you, the things that you have brought that are related to you are maybe a lot of what we've experienced in the motorcycle industry, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or in the culture and whatever, you know? So, or just in general in life, you know, a lot of these topics. That's why I love talking human interest topics, you know, stuff like this. is way better than just sitting there talking about like how I rebuilt my engine all day. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather sit here and actually like talk about like truly confident. I love that. I love that, title.
You like my crap? Did you like my crappy first time made thumbnail? That was like such crap.
Let me, I'm going to have to look at it. It
was the crappiest thumbnail ever. I'm like, I've never made one before. So I'm like, sorry for my crappy thumbnail, but.
Actually, what? What are you talking about? That is not crappy.
That was such crap.
Okay, right there it says, you can't see it right there on the camera, but it says chatting with China Doll. Like, actually, I'm sorry, but this is actually.
First time.
That's way better. That's way better than all the other freaking thumbnails I see on the show.
But I was just like, you know, I'm like, I was looking because I'm on Hollywood's computer, you know, because that's where I got to do everything from when I'm on here because I can't do it from mine. And it's like, I couldn't find any of the thumbnails that he uses for Morning Madhouse. They were all like gone. And I'm like, what? I'm like, damn. I'm like searching through all his folders and I'm like, where did it go? I'm like, what happened to like the clown face or this or that?
Right.
Couldn't find nothing. Like actually I set this up at like 1 o'clock in the morning and I'm like, what the hell? So I'm sitting there going, oh shit, what do I do now?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm like, do I want to put a picture of me on there? I'm like, I don't even know.
Right.
So I'm like, okay.
I like that you took initiative and did it, though, instead of just saying, I'll just run the show. You know, you actually are showing initiative. Like, all right, I want to bring it better and better. And believe it or not, the two main reasons why people, aside from your subscribers, the reason why people actually click on your video is because of one of two things. Your title and your thumbnail. Your thumbnail should be able to explain the entire show from front to back, just the thumbnail. So, which you did, you know what I mean? That's you actually did. This is what it's about. And I like that, you know, you took initiative. That's very, that's like another like thing in my brain going, oh yeah, she's taking it to that next level.
I twyin'. Yay.
That's all that matters. That's all that matters.
A for effort.
TGIF, everybody.
But, I don't know. I like to be relatable to people and show, you know, I'm not afraid to show who I really am as a person. Am I going to still have some like secrets in my closet? Of course. I'm not going to talk about everything. And I'm sure you'll do the same. You're not going to throw everything out there.
Right. I probably put a little more than the average person that puts themselves out here. A lot of people, believe it or not, nowadays, it's very hard because I put not only myself out there, but I also put my family out there. Yeah. You know what I mean? And this is my decision to do, right? Now, there has come good and bad with that. Okay. So obviously, 99.9% of the time when I post like my kids and stuff like that, people love seeing my daughters grow. You know, they love watching the daily scene of what I do because I do live a fairly interesting life. But at the same time, you'll have these wackos, you know, because that's the internet for you.
Oh yeah. Every time.
And for instance, you'll have people that will say some really fucked shit about your, like my kids, for instance. And see, I have to know that I put myself out there. I put them out there. And this is what the possibilities of this is going to be, you know? And so most of the time that people are talking that mad shit, they're on a troll account anyways. They have no profile picture. They've got 2 followers and 0 posts. Like, why would I take anything that you had serious? But it can actually hurt someone else if they aren't in that mentality. You know what I mean? They could be like, oh, now, you know, shut down my kids. Everyone's talking about my kids and stuff like that. I mean, there has been some whacked stuff because I put my stuff out there. And that's mm-hmm. why people don't do that, is because they don't want to have to deal with that crap, which is sad. But at the same time, I'm not going to allow a few bad apples to mess up my regiment. I live a beautiful life, and I want to show it to you guys. I want to show you in a beautiful life. I don't mean money. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about happiness.
For me, it would have never anything to do with the, you know,
right. But a lot of the influencer it's about that cash. You know what I mean? And to me, it's about the actual family value, you know?
Right.
And that's what I tried to bring to the table. But it is hard because you're putting yourself out there, and especially with me, not just with my kids, but with my daily life, I put myself out there way more than probably the average. So that's why I can speak on this one pretty heavy.
Yeah. And it's like, I have no shame. I've got nothing really to hide. It's like, if you ask the right question, I'll answer the question. But if I'm not going to just throw everything out there. But it's like, you know, people got to realize that we are no different than anyone else.
Yeah.
You know, we live paycheck to paycheck just like everybody else. We're not banking. We're not banking on this shit.
Man, no, I wish.
Nobody does. I mean, I'm sure, there's some out there that do.
Well, capitalism is amazing when you're at the top. You know what I mean? Let's just be real. You know, it's the awesome thing about YouTube is, let's say, like, you're at a normal job and your career, but you got to remember, at a career, you can only tap out at so much, right? Mm-hmm. You can only make so much eventually, whether it even be a CEO, you can only make so much. But on something like YouTube, you can scale it by yourself forever.
Yeah.
It's something that forever can, but that's the thing. It's the entrepreneurship mindset and being able to go through the freaking, you know, trenches, you know, going through the crap for many of years to finally get to that spot, you know? And, it's very, very difficult. It's very hard. It's, yes, you can make a lot of money, but it's not there at this point. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Capitalism is hard because you got to remember, you only get that point, whatever percent that are going to be like killing it.
Right. For sure. And it's like, and is it fun to do? Yeah, it's fun to do. You know, sitting here and just talking to people and letting them know what's going on, the ins and outs of this and that and whatever. And, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, I remember back when Hollywood started and I was like, yeah, what's going to happen with that? Right. I'm like, is this going to continue? Is this just a thing?
Yep.
You know, and then, you know, that's back in 2017, it's 2023 and here we're still at, you know, he's still here.
Crazy.
You know, he may change things up, but you know, creators do that. They change things up.
You have to actually love the process of what you're doing. Okay. Like, especially on this type of subject, meaning like YouTube or influencers, whatever, you have to love whatever you're doing for real. You can't just be focused on like the bag at the end, right?
Right.
You have to truly love the process in order to get to that. A lot of people will go, well, I'll just do this until I get there. Well, that you won't get there because you're not loving what you're doing. And people can read right through that shit. I promise you, the chat is, the people that watch are the ones that decide how this shit rolls.
Right.
They're the ones that decide if they share it to a friend. They're the ones that decide to like it or comment. They're the ones that decide we're going to bring more people in, or we're going to watch, or we're not going to watch. We're going to click off. They decide that shit. But a lot of influencers forget that part too. They forget that they matter first on that shit. But people don't, you know, other influencers will like, no, hell no. You know, all right, whatever, dude, continue down your route then.
Yeah. Do your thing. do what you're going to do. It's fine. You know, and I know with like, you know, Hollywood started with all these different channels. You know, he gave you one of the channels. I have a channel.
That channel That channel. Listen, that channel.
Trust me, I watched
2018. And then for him to be able to be kind enough, selfless enough to gift that to me, like, to other people, they wouldn't get it. But you literally, like, it's like you jump-started me by like 5 fucking years. You know what I mean? It's like, boom. So like that shit, I took it very serious. And that's why I was telling you guys in the very beginning, like, if this happens, you have to understand that I'm going to fucking be that guy that really utilizes this shit. Remember that?
Yeah.
I was like, don't think that this channel is just going to be like given to me and it's just going to die. You know what I mean? Like, like this shit, we're rolling with this.
You're blowing it up.
Absolutely. We're trying.
I watch it all the time. I watch every single thing you put out, whether it's Instagram, YouTube. I watch all of it. Trust me.
Well, I do the same thing.
I keep my eye on you.
I think we all kind of keep an eye on our little circle. You know what I mean?
Well, you have to, because, you know, you always got to know whether it shows who's got your back.
True. It does.
You know what I mean? You know, and it's like, we may not comment on everybody's stuff when we're watching it. Like if it's a TikTok or, Instagram, I'll hit the like, you know, I'll do the little heart thing.
But that's the same for YouTube. Even the chatters that are silent, that's your silent majority.
Right. That's true. You know, it's like I sit here and, you know, Hollywood tells me, and I know you've told me before, you know, you see the little thing when it's next to the live and it says how many people are watching. And it's like, you're like, ignore that.
100%. Like, never look at it.
You know, the hard part is it's right in my face. But
that thing, we actually used to have a setting on back, you know, because I've been streaming for 15 years. Back in the day, there used to be a setting on Twitch, this live streaming platform, right?
Right.
It's like a live stream YouTube kind of thing.
Right.
But on there, you can actually turn off the view count. You can turn that fucking thing off.
I wish they had that on here because
That was genius. That was genius because I advised everyone that was starting out and all that to always turn that off because people are way too focused on viewership to validate them and what they are talking about or what they're doing.
You have to trust
your own instinct and what you're doing as a creator, and you cannot be influenced by numbers. Because I should act the exact same way if I have one person in this fucking chat or if I've got fucking 10,000. I should be acting the exact same way. I shouldn't get more hyped up when 10,000 people are in here compared to when there's 20. I should be the exact same person.
Same person every time. And that's what, you know, and that's true. I think that's one of the reasons why I like being at my computer, because I can't see that. So it's like, I don't know who's in here. I don't know how many people. I just see what's in the chat. I know nothing. You know, and it's like, it's a big difference going from sitting behind my screen to sitting behind his.
Doing the big screen.
You're in the big man's chair. There's a lot more information on your screen than when I'm sitting at mine.
Trust me, you get all the fucking analytics.
I'm getting all the ins and outs sitting here. But it's fine. It's fine. You know, I sit there like a couple minutes before it starts and I'm like, oh my God, there's only like 4 people. I'm like, why am I even caring right now? I'm just going to do my thing and just let it go.
Yep. It comes naturally. You know what I mean? Like whether they're there or not, it shouldn't sway you. Now, I know it's hard because you're in that beginning stage of like, before the show starts, you got butterflies. It's nerve wracking a little bit. Your mind is going like this. You're getting your notes ready. You're getting everything ready. Getting the show ready. Blah blah blah. I promise that within you doing this by yourself, continue doing this by yourself for the next month, you're not going to have that issue whatsoever. It's going to go away. You know what I mean? It's going to take time, but you also have to know, like in the title of this, you need to build your confidence as well, because you've got to know your value and what you bring. And that's why it was special for me to get on. That's why I'm wearing a hat, you know, right now. Usually I have my hair combed and all that shit right now, He's like, actually, nope. I jumped right out of bed when I heard what I heard, because I was in bed. I woke up and I heard what I heard, and I was like, oh shit, let me get on this fucking thing real quick, you know, because I have to talk to you on this. But yeah, you know.
Well, it's like I look back, because my channel I've had for a few years, and I go back and I look at when I did Chatting with China Doll, which was the original name of my show before it became China Doll's Viper Pit. And I go back to, like, I think there's like four videos that I did in the very beginning by myself. And then I stopped, because I'm like, I didn't have the confidence to keep going. You know, I basically just like threw my hands up and I'm like, I give up on this.
Right.
And then not too long after that was when I was permanently on with Hollywood. And I'm just like, he's like, well, why'd you stop? And I'm like, because I couldn't do it. I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do it by myself. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how all these guys do it. It didn't, you know, I was just like so negative about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because my confidence was just not there.
Not and yet. It's
like, you know, it's like, I'm like, I can't do it. I can't.
But you know, like, that's crazy.
And I'm like, so
doing
for
your
me,
own show by like, yourself. You're doing an hour-long show by yourself. That's crazy. Like,
which is like not an easy task to go an hour by yourself. You know, it's like I think my other ones were like maybe 30 minutes, 15 minutes, or whatever they were.
Even doing like, 30 minutes is a lot, to be real. Like, a lot of people don't know how to actually do that, like a whole show for an hour. And it's not like like social media and YouTube are two totally different things. You've got social medias where they just want to kind of like watch and see what you're doing. And, you know, let's say on the live side of stuff, on the live, I don't have to, like, I could set up my phone and not have to entertain it 24/7. Now, when you're on the screen on YouTube, it's different. YouTube is a search engine. It is not a social media. So because of that, you actually have to bring a show's value here. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm just sitting there going, hey, what's going on, everybody? No, I'm on here trying. It's a show. It's a value. You have to gain something from what I'm saying. Otherwise, YouTube, you're not going to be watching it. You know what I mean? Right. You have to. I have to be answering a question on YouTube every show, meaning that's the only way that I'll be bringing that extra value. So that's why a lot of my videos will have question marks in it on the title. Because I'm answering that question for you guys.
Right.
You know what I mean? But these are all little things that I figured out what I'm doing and what works for me. And also, I've been streaming for 15 years. So that's obviously where the confidence has come in as well on being on the live and stuff like that. But like I said, comes with time. It doesn't just happen. But you definitely are way, way past you know, what I would say, someone that was doing this for your time, you're way past it. You're way past that person.
Hey.
Absolutely.
I got to do what I got to do, man.
Facts.
Well, you know, and it's like I told Hollywood, I'm like, he's like, well, we just won't do Fridays. I'm like, yes, we will.
Well, shoot. If
I will.
I was about to say, if
I'm
you
like,
should
I
do it, you should do it. And
well, that's why I've been doing Fridays, because it's like we're Monday through Friday. And I'm like, whether you're at work or you're here, I'm like, I'm going to do it anyways. I'm like, I'll figure it out.
Now that I'm on a better sleep schedule again, like I actually got sleep last night. I will be more I'll be ready, like meaning on Thursday night I'll be like trying to fall asleep early so that I can be here, you know what I mean, so that I can come onto the show and stuff like that, you know, because I think me and you hold, you know, these really cool topic conversations.
Well, yeah.
Stop taking your hand. I got you, Grumpy Rich.
Hi, Grumpy Rich. You know, it's like, you know, I just want to be me. You know, everybody just wants to be themselves. And I, you know, it's like, just because Hollywood's got to be at work doesn't mean the show doesn't have to go on, because that's why I'm here on Fridays, because the show has to go on, in my opinion.
It must go on.
It definitely
must go on. If you're on Monday through Friday show, you're on Monday through Friday.
It's
got
to be on Monday
show.
Through Friday. Yeah. I mean, there's been times during the week I'll jump in, and if he had to go to work early, and I'll just do that show too. And I'm like, I don't care. I got this.
Steve, that is 100% a fact. Yes. Yes, Steve.
Hey, that's fine.
Exactly. Exactly.
We have much love.
See, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
Very much love. I do, and he's, and I've told him off the air, I've told him on the air, I love that this kid's like my other kid. I mean, to be honest, he's in the age range of my stepkid, so it fits in fine.
Yep. And if you guys don't know, like, we, of course, all of us in the back, you know, meaning content creators, we stay connected every day. You know what I mean? Like, like, especially us here, like, we're like in a group chat. So, like, we're nonstop, whether the show's going or not, we're talking about something, you know, so absolutely.
It's like we know before like all the viewers know, like with your car, the little, the fender bender, we knew before you put that out there.
Yeah, no, I tell the people, like, and that's one thing that's very important if you're going to be an influencer or someone that puts your shit out there, is there's things that you want, like when there's tragic things or whatever, it's easy for us to film something and put it online. But it's kind of like getting married and then throwing it online and then your whole family or your friends going like, well, what the fuck happened? Why didn't you invite me? Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Yeah. Instead of just posting it. Well, see, that's my big thing, is talking to the people. What I filmed, I'm going to talk to them about if it's on that level. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm going to be like, hey, let me talk to, you know, my people about this shit before I say this online. You know, so yes, that's why communication is key.
Yeah, it is. And it's like people, I don't think everybody really realizes that. Yeah, just because, like, me and Mikey are here right now. Okay, well, when we get off the air, we stay on and chat.
Yep. I'll end up getting my coffee. I'll switch over to my phone and then I'll be able to walk around.
We'll stay on, whether it's for 5 minutes or even sometimes we stayed on for almost an hour.
Easy.
But it's like, you know, we still chat, or every now and again, Mikey will call me up because we talk to each other through Instagram as well. So it's like he'll call me through Instagram. We'll chat, even if it's for 10 minutes, you know, just. We
it could be show related, or it could not be. You know what I mean?
And sometimes it has nothing to do with a show. Yeah. You know, it's just, hey, we're just calling to check on you. How you doing? How things going?
Always.
Haven't heard from you in a day or two.
And it happens. And that's why I try to let everyone
life
know.
Happens.
Like Hollywood the other day was like, or yesterday was like, oh yeah, I think Mike is like not like, I think he's grown his britches. I forget what the fuck he said. Like, oh, he's no longer around. Motherfucker, don't you ever think that bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, I've been on some sleep schedule fucked shit, and you guys go live at 6 a.m. my time. Okay? Like, that's ungodly. Okay? I wake up special for y'all, okay?
Aww.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, and that's the other thing people don't comprehend, and sometimes Hollywood doesn't either. I'm like, time zones, dude, time zones.
Yeah, time zones is a motherfucker.
He ain't in the Midwest, okay?
Right.
There's a difference, time zone. And
back.
It's like, and it cracks me up. But I'm like, you know, we do, I don't know. And yeah, people, I've seen people make, you know, like a little bit ago, they were making a comment saying how we should bring back the Beat Camp podcast. Well, you know, people got to realize with Beat Camp podcast, yes, we all enjoy doing it. The problem is I was going through situations at work because we were losing staff. So then my work schedule got screwed up. Everybody was, you know, we all have personal things that go on behind the scenes, obviously, because we're just like everybody else.
Yep.
You know, but it's like a lot of stuff. It wasn't just because we just didn't want to do it. That had nothing to do with it.
It was a lack of time.
It was scheduling, which was the hardest thing, because there were numerous times me, Mike, and Chino would actually converse and I'm like, okay, so when are we doing this? And I'm like, I can't do it that day. When are we?
Yep. And it was hard because then I'd be like, okay, how about this day? And then Chino, or for instance, would be like, no, I'm working this. I can't. So it, right. Like for some reason on that particular thing at that time. And that's why people were, I got bombarded by the question too. What happened to that? What happened to the beat camp? Well, yeah. Unfortunately, it's just timing, you know, and it had nothing to do with like me, you, Hollywood.
It had nothing to do with us as like us not getting along or nothing to do with that. It had to do with timing.
Hollywood had just gotten his new the job at the shop. And at that time, it was that's the whole reason why it kind of came to a halt at the first place was because now we've already got a lack of time with Hollywood. Already, but then
Hollywood
add on crazy. A whole ass career on top of it.
Right,
you're gonna have to sacrifice somewhere. You're gonna have to, and
unfortunately, we had to sacrifice the Beat Camp podcast.
Yes,
because
you know, it just wasn't enough time.
Scheduling was just ridiculous. You know, Hollywood's got his job and everything, and he works. Like 5-6 days a week, and he works on the weekends. So keep in mind when he does the show with you, Mike, on Sundays, he gets home from work an hour before that show.
I know. And it's so funny
when he comes home, sometimes 2 hours if he's lucky. So when he comes home, he's tired for one. And I usually have his dinner because he'll text me when he leaves. So I'll get dinner made for him so he can eat before he comes on the air. Like legit, he'll scarf it down before he comes on. And then, so he's coming on right from work pretty much.
Yeah. And he used to show up in the green screen room because you got to remember, I bring in the guest into the green screen room to like do the pre-show. You know, whatever I explain to them, get them prepared. And I'm doing that an hour before the show. And then Hollywood usually shows up 30 minutes into that, right?
Not
so
anymore.
Then we've got 30 minutes. We no longer have that 30 minutes. So now he shows up 5 minutes before the show. I've got everything ready with the guests, you know what I mean? And then we just go for it, you know? It's pretty funny because timing, and it is funny, you just saw it. Right there with H, even on a weekend, something like Sunday, he's running and running and running around, you know, so timing is a bitch.
Yeah. So, I mean, we would love to do the Beat Camp podcast. Don't get us wrong, but it is literally all about everybody's schedules just all over the place.
But eventually all of that will come back. You know
eventually,
I mean?
Beat
who's
Camp.
To say, who's to say it's not?
On the air there, you know, there's no saying that. When and if that will come back, and it might come back. We just have to make sure everybody's schedules are in place. And, you know, because mine is still screwed up. I'm training another new person, and it's like, you know, so mine's still kind of all over the place. So once
are you training your replacement right now, or what's going on?
I wish.
You said I wish.
I wish. I really do wish, but no. No.
Not your position, huh? Damn.
No, damn.
Damn it.
I was hoping to retire. No.
Me too. I'm hoping to retire too.
But you know, it's like once our schedules are all situated and we can pick a time. I mean, for us, for Hollywood and I, it was easy to do in the morning, but now he leaves in the morning, then that would just leave me. But it's like, yeah, maybe we can arrange something where it's, you know, on a Friday after our show or whatever. You know, it's like, we'll figure it out. It doesn't mean that's it's over.
Right.
It's just on hold.
Yeah.
It's on a timeout.
Yeah. We didn't like disband it, like say this is never gonna happen again. So it'll come back. It'll come back eventually. It's just timing. So all good on that part.
Jason, if nothing else, you two for sure know which segment your viewers really like and want back.
Wow. Jason, I take that as a huge compliment. You know what I mean? That's something that I hope that we're doing. You know, I don't want to sit up here and talk about shit that nobody wants to sit here and listen and talk about, you know? And that's what a lot of people do, unfortunately, because they don't know what to talk about. you know? Yeah. And that is the hard part about this shit, is being able to talk about stuff like how you're saying, things that you can relate with, and maybe what the chat can relate with, or, you know, what everyone else can relate with. Like I said, this is why I love human interest.
Yeah.
Well, I love human interest topics.
And that's why with the Morning Madhouse show, we talk about anything and everything, because, you know, when Hollywood was doing biker news, he didn't want our show to be all about biker stuff.
Right.
Can bikers relate? Of course.
Exactly.
But he has more fun on Madhouse than he did doing biker news.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, because it's like, for him, that's what actually is interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, all of us that are in the club scene, you know, to be real, we see it enough. We know what's going on. If we put anything out there, that's because we're deciding to do so. And right. The thing is we already know it. It's not like we're breaking the news right then and there. We already know the shit, and we were going to know it without the biker news or not, only because we're actually in the shit. You know what I mean? And then we're able to bring it to you guys. Now, the thing is he's been doing that for 7 years or whatever. And it's like, the truth is he knew back then, years ago, didn't know he's got this business model, which works. But the truth is his heart was into basically human interest.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of like how it is for me. And so I like what he's doing, is over time doing that kind of that transformation. And I'm watching it happen right now on his channel.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to say much more than that, because I already know what's going on. But if you simply just go to Insane Throttle, you'll see there's some differences. You know what I mean? So that right there is showing me that he's following his heart on this shit. And I'm proud of him for doing that. You know, I want him to do that, because truly, when you're happy, especially when you're in content creation, that's when you're going to start scaling and growing.
Right. Yeah, Jason, or you, Hollywood, China, and Mike as the three main and rotating fourth chair. Just a thought. Well, we'll figure something out.
Yeah. You know, that's always a possibility, Jason, where, you know, let's say me, Hollywood, China, and then we have a guest on, you know, each week or each whatever, and have them as a guest co-host, you know what I mean? Where they can just throw in their thoughts. And that's also something that I thought about, Jason, was in the beginning, was just doing that. And then we ended up filling those positions all up with permanents. Now, I think it's a really good idea to actually keep that rotating fourth chair, because I personally watch a lot of podcasts and I know how that works, having three and then rotating one per week. Very smart, keeps it very interesting. The dynamics are different, and it brings a sense of uniqueness to every episode, because they have a different thought process than, you know, you guys know my thought process. You guys know China Doll's thought process, but it's kind of cool to get someone that we don't know, but maybe in the industry or culture or whatever, what we're talking about, and then they can give their perspective. Now, oftentimes we learn the most when we're learning from outside of our culture, when we're learning from something that we, you know what I mean? That's when we're learning the most. I love putting myself in those positions.
Mm-hmm. Dirty Knobs, the name changed the other day. Yeah, Hollywood changed the name.
Mm-hmm. And it's more common.
And there, yeah, just stay tuned to his shit, and there'll be more to come. It'll be entertaining. You'll like it.
For sure.
He keeps you thinking, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. He keeps you on your toes. You know, and it's like, and him and I had conversations a lot about, you know, if it ain't in the news, you know, when he was doing biker news, sometimes there's nothing in the news. So where do you go?
Yeah, then what?
What do you do? Then you're like, okay, now what?
You gotta scatter around to try to make a video. You gotta scatter around.
You know, so it's getting harder and harder, because, you know, he's getting it straight off. You know, he's not gonna sit here and just make stuff up. I mean, right. he gets the actual news. Right. You know, he's not gonna just make something up about somebody. He tells it as it is.
That's
so
a fucking
it's fact. Like it's harder now to find stuff. If there's nothing in the news, there's no show.
Yep.
So that's one of the reasons I feel that he's like, enough is enough.
And on top of it, the news is only going to highlight the back.
Yeah, they're not going to give all the ins and outs. It's just going to be like a paragraph.
And but it's always in a negative context. You know, it's never in this good, like, hey, these guys supported their community and raised this much money, cleaned the streets, did all that. Like, if we were having news like that, it would probably be more enjoyable to H. But when you're listening to nonstop negativity, when you actually live this life, it's like, man, that's not what it's all about. Everyone thinks it's all this negative shit, but it's not.
No,
it you know, isn't. And that's what can give this like misconstrued notion, which we don't want. And that's right. Something that he doesn't want. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of where, I mean, it's been a thought process for him for quite a while, but now it's actually happening.
Give him time. Beautiful. Give him time. He's got everybody still. Don't worry about it.
Facts.
He ain't going nowhere.
And we all back him, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly. You know, it's the best thing you can do is have each other's back, and mm-hmm. that's what matters.
Facts.
You know, so keep in mind, stay tuned to him. He's still got everybody. But I guess, I don't know, we're like 15 minutes over. I'm getting tired.
It's not, I haven't even had my coffee yet.
Well, you need to get your coffee.
I know. I woke straight up, threw my shit on, and I'm ran.
But I'm going to keep doing me. Mike's going to keep being him. Trust me. We'll figure something out eventually for Beat Can, because I still love the name of the show. I still click on it. I go back and sometimes watch some of the old shows, because, you know, sometimes old shows, if you pay attention, will give you content for a new show. Mm-hmm. And people don't know that, you know, we do stuff like that behind the scenes, you know, that, I mean, I do. Or I'll watch another creator's show and hear, just even if it's just a statement or a comment, I'll be like, ooh, that would make a good show.
Yep.
You know,
that's usually where we do get our good, like, we'll branch off from different ideas, which is beautiful. That's what we're, mm-hmm. I think that's what we're supposed to do.
You know, and that's, I mean, we're not going to steal somebody's whole entire show, because no. I know I don't roll that way. I know Mikey and Hollywood don't roll that way. We're not going to steal somebody's whole entire show, but we'll take like just even a comment out of the comment section and be like, yep, that would make a show.
There's been plenty. I mean, shoot, we just did that. I know that H just did that with you like 2 days ago or a day ago, where it was like there was a comment and it's like, yeah, write that down. Well, we can come back to that. We can make a whole ass show out of that comment. You know what I mean? And that's the beauty behind this shit, you know, is we're not going to be able to come up with every fucking thing by ourselves. So there's influence out there. Of course, we're content creators, so we're going to be watching other content creators as well. And then so when we hear certain things, it's like, all right, they have their side of how that works. Let me show you how I see it and also how I can break it down.
Definitely. And then there's always, you know, I've told people numerous times, a lot of people follow me on Instagram, or, you know, there's some people that are actually on my Facebook and they message me through Messenger, because Road Rage and I have talked through Facebook Messenger.
Of course.
And it's like, if you guys have things that you want us to talk about, it don't take much, but throw me a message.
I will find
something on it, and we will do a show on it, because 90% of the time when Hollywood and I are doing our shows, he's not even post the topic up, because he doesn't even know what it is.
Right. I know what date I go on. I know what time. Don't know what we're talking about.
And he'll be looking at me like, what are we talking about today? Mm-hmm. We'll say that like when I first get in the studio. So it's like when I get in the studio, that's usually when he knows what we're talking about.
Yep. Last second.
I'll be like, here's what it is. Or I'll send it to him the night before. And he'll be like, well, I already posted the thumbnail. And I'm like, so?
Like, I don't care about none of that. We're talking about this. Let's go.
This is what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Or he'll just start talking off the cuff about something. And we just roll with it. You know, we just do what we do.
And that shit's funny as hell to watch.
And that's when we have like a little too much fun. And then I sit here and just look like a deer in headlights, or I'm laughing my butt off or whatever. And
we're having a good ass time.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it is what it is, but we try to have fun. We try to keep it going, keep everybody, you know, interested. And we try whatever we can. But I know for a fact Sunday night is going to be a highly entertaining show.
It's going to be a good one.
Because I've already seen the postings on it.
Mm-hmm.
So my ending notes always on a Friday is to stay tuned Sunday night and watch the Hollywood and Mike with the special guest of
Professional Monkey, guys. Let's get it.
Stay tuned for that on Sunday and make sure you watch it. I know I'll be in the chat. So make sure everybody stays on that day and watches it. I don't care what you're doing. We are actually, I have to talk to Hollywood to find out if we're doing a show Thanksgiving morning. I believe we are.
Wow.
So we might still be on the air, but I'm not going to put that in stone for Thanksgiving.
Right. Just in
case.
We'll
let everybody know on Monday morning because I will question him live on the air.
What are we doing about this day? Yep.
Are we going to be on Thursday? Mm-hmm. I don't have to work until like 3:30 and I can still make us food.
Damn. And you'll be at work during dinner time?
Yeah, I actually have to work on Thanksgiving from 3:30 p.m. till close, which is 11 p.m., which I usually do every Thanksgiving because we usually would eat between 11 and 1. And then if we're hungry later, we just heat up leftovers.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, as long as you're actually getting it in early enough to where
it
you're
is
like eating
time and a half that day.
And you're making money. You know what I mean? You're
making money and, you know, but I think last year we actually did do a show on Thanksgiving, not 100%, but I'll ask him live on the air on Monday whether or not we're going to do a show for Thanksgiving.
Yep. Well, I'll be there whether if you guys are doing it, I'll be there.
So I'm hoping we probably will because he gets the day off. So
that's good.
We'll probably do it. So we'll see. Until then, until Monday for me, Sunday for Mike, have yourselves a great weekend and we will hopefully see everybody in the chat Sunday evening.
Absolutely. Bye. Much love, guys.
Have a great day. Have a great day. Look, I'm singing.
And that's it for a Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Don't forget to visit us on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and all major podcast platforms for all the replays of Motorcycle Madhouse shows. Don't miss out on our lives Monday through Friday at Rock On.